Hey guys, what's going on? This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is out now for Android devices. So if you have an Android, please go out and download the Life Cope app, which is free, by the way. So as a disclaimer, the advice I give on this podcast is strictly opinionated. I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist. I just give advice to those that can use it. So, oh my goodness, this weekend was ridiculous. So, I'm sure the whole world is tracking what's going on or knows what's going on right now. But it was crazy in the world of NFL. Oh, man. Things were said, and NFL players across the country, you know, to include the owners, did not agree with what was said, and they decided to, you know, do an action that voiced their opinion without actually saying something. But, you know, like people say, actions speak louder than words, right? And the NFL did react this weekend. And for the Steelers, guys, I support you no matter what. You know, go Steelers. And, you know, I for one, agree with your decision to not give the media attention and feed into that. So good job on you guys, and very well done. So, I can't really get into the politics of it, because this is not what this show is about. This show is about giving others advice about how to make their lives better, and diving into this issue will not do that. It will just, you know, upset some people, because they'll either not agree with what I have to say, and that's not what I want to do. So today we're talking about trust issues. So this is a two-part series. The first part, we'll talk about how to gain trust back, and number two. And the second part, we'll discuss how to start trusting others. So, you know, this is a tough topic, because I've had people, you know, in the past do something wrong to me. And it's like, how do I forgive that person? Or how do I give that person a chance to gain their trust back? You know, and it's just like, so just as an example, classic story, you know, a girl, you know, she didn't really do anything wrong. She just kissed somebody else. And to me, that was wrong. And forgiving that person was really hard for me. But, you know, over time, I did forgive. And, you know, she became my wife later on. So I'm married to her. So it's like, you know, how do you give people that trust? Or if you're the wrongdoer, how do you gain trust back from others? You know, and the answer is, there's a couple of answers, but one of them is particularly is time. You know, you just gotta give it time for you to make up for that wrongdoing and for what you did, just so you can be back in that person's best favor. So anyway, you know who I do trust, though? I really do trust Blackbird Creations. They make the best sports memorabilia and Halloween and holiday decorations you've ever seen in the Colorado Springs area. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, please look up Blackbird Creations. I trust them with everything I need as far as sports and holiday decorations. I have, like I've mentioned before, I have a Steelers flag from them. That they made a wooden one, and I hang that thing, you know, I've hung that thing outside for like 5 months, and it hasn't had any damage, or through the rain, through the snow, it stayed out there, and it's remained awesome. So that's not 5 months, maybe like 7 months. I know most of you are out there counting, you're like, oh wait, 5 months ago, that's like what, February, March? No, guys, stop, okay? It's been out there since January, and in Colorado, it does snow sometimes during that time. So, it's been out there, and it stayed. it has stayed good throughout that time. So, I digress. Trust. How to gain trust. So, number one, I already mentioned, just give it time. And you can't force that issue. You have to let it take its toll. So, you can't, yes, you want them to forgive you. That's fine. But you can't force people to forgive you for something you did. You have to let them forgive you on their own time. And it's going to take time. It's going to take some making up to do. So you have to bear with it. And you have to be patient. That's all I can say about that. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. You cannot stop, and you can't say, "Well, if you're not gonna forgive me, then you know what? I'm just gonna stop." You're not gonna do it. That's being childish. Come on. If you're a grown up, you messed up. You know, own up to it and take the punishment, not punishment, but take the repercussions, and make up for it. Another piece of advice I can give you when you're trying to make up is, you know, bring other people in, especially in that, you know, boyfriend girlfriend situation. You can if you're the guy, you messed up, bring her friends in and talk to her friends, because guess what, girls, they listen to their friends or their family. Talk to their family and let them know how sorry you are, because the family or friends are going to look at the way they look at you is going to affect how that person tries to forgive you. And, you know, with losing trust, it doesn't just have to be a girlfriend, boyfriend situation. If you're trying to gain trust again, as say you're an employee and you messed up with your boss, you can't complain about the workload they give you when you're trying to make up and try to get back in their favor. You know, as an employee, like if you've showed up late a couple times, you've messed up on some transactions. You know, there's things you have to do to rectify that. And nowadays, keeping jobs is really hard, and there's always another person ready to take that position when you mess up, and that the job will hire if you're not the person that's meant for that job. So when you're an employee, you know, you gotta do your due diligence in trying to make up for anything that you've done. As a boss, if you've messed up, you gotta be able to apologize. That's the key in trying to keep, you know, good employees, is knowing when you, as the boss, and this goes for parents too. A boss as a parent, if you're a parent, you have to be able to apologize when you do mess up, because that's gonna define how your employees are or your children are when they're in charge and they're trying to And they're trying to run, you know, the house when the kids grow up, or as an employee when they're the boss in that position. So you have to know when you've messed up, and you have to apologize for that. So another thing I could say, I guess, on this issue is, look, people mess up. We're inherently good, but we are also prone to mistakes. The biggest thing is owning up to your mistakes when you make them, and being able to talk about it to whoever or on whoever you're wrong and what you've done. I've done wrong before. I've messed up, you know. But at the end of the day, I've apologized for those things as well. So, I'm not saying you have to, but it just helps make the situation better, especially if you're trying to savor a relationship with that person. Being able to apologize for that wrongdoing. Things happen, and at the end of the day, we're all human. We're not robots programmed a certain way to run a certain program. We are full of one, two, three, four, five, sixes, and or not ones and zeros like robots. For my nerds, my nerd friends out there that are listening. So don't forget on September 30th, which is like, geez, let's see here on my handy dandy calendar. It's like 5 days away. So International Podcast Day is on September 30th. So even if it's not me, whoever you listen to out there, please, please support your favorite podcaster by posting, International Podcast Day with your favorite podcaster and let them know that you listen to them and you appreciate the message that they're giving out there. Podcasters do this for free. We just do this because we love putting our voice out there and people can, we hope people will listen to what we have to say in certain issues because, we all like-minded people that are like us and that like the things that we like, So that's a lot of likes, I'll just say it anyway. But that's human nature. We want to be accepted. So the podcast community, we put our voice out there for others to listen and hopefully they do. And be able to enjoy it. So So International Podcast Day, September 30th. Please support on that day and let your fellow podcasters know that you listen, or my fellow podcasters know that you guys listen to them. Once again, thank you guys for supporting us from all around the world, from Ghana, Ireland, and here, of course, here in the States. Thanks guys for listening to this podcast and whatever other podcast you listen to out there. Promote peace and positivity, not negativity, please. And let's all move forward as a human race. One last thing I'd like to mention, as I'm a member of the military, I'm in the Army, I've mentioned this before, so most of you know this, but, when so much negativity happens on the outside, it amazes me how we as, a military community still continue to push forward and we still operate to, toward a common goal for success. And we never let the outside influence on how we operate in this environment. I mean, we have African Americans, we have Caucasians, Indians, Hispanics, of all cultures, here, of all cultures in the military. And we operate on a daily basis, without letting the outside world influence on how we operate. And it always amazes me how we never miss a beat, when things happen. And I gotta say, I love this organization. With any job, there's always quirks, but man, this job, the way people are and the way we, carry on every day, it just amazes me. Anyway, how to say that? It might not help. Might not help a lot of other people. But I just want to let you guys know of how we are, and we're not monsters like most people think we are in the military. But anyway, thank you guys again for listening. This is Arthur Anthony saying, stay well, stay safe, and be positive.